Each month we like to get some no-nonsense building advice from Ken Lee's building consultancy. Ken's on the line this morning. How you doing, mate?
Good morning. A bit wet out here today.
It is definitely damp everywhere at the moment. And that actually is not a good thing if you got any sign of termites, because they like to have a little bit of water around, don't they?
Oh, spot on. That's just a coincidence. Yeah, termites, they need around 25-30% moisture content just to exist, because they're exoskeletal. In other words, their skin holds them all together. They need moisture and plenty of it.
It doesn't take long for termites to really dig into a house, does it, Ken?
It depends on the type of timber. Once the termites closely related to the bee, they've got a queen, they've got a nest, they've got classes, we've got workers, they've got community there. So they send these little feelers out, and Joe Blow and his mate come across a bit of wood, and they go, "All right, eh?" So one goes back and says, "We've got a feed here," and off they go. So if it's a softwood or the old Oregon, they're into it, and that's dessert. But you know, that's just the way they are. They don't know about boundaries and fences. They might come from your tree to my house, and
yeah,
they don't know about surveyors and stuff. They just show straight under the fence and grab you. Yeah.
Ken, is that why pine is an important part of modern buildings, because they don't go for those so much?
The white pine?
Yeah.
No, they go for white pine. They love it. Radiata pine.
Right.
The timbers that I've never... Cypress, beautiful.
Yep.
They will not eat cypress. They'll track along it to get somewhere, but they won't get into it and destroy it. And of all things, Mirandi or Pacific maple, they don't seem to eat that either. But anything else, I've seen them in treated pine. They come up through the centre, and they're clever, these little buggers. Yeah.
And what are some signs that you might have a little bit of a problem? What sort of things should we keep an eye out for?
Definitely moisture. Moisture under a house. Site drainage. You should drain your yard so that all the rainwater runs away from the house, whether it's a concrete slab or timber floor. But once you get that moisture under a slab or under a timber floor, it gets around between 18-30%. They love it. And, of course, they're protected in there. There's no predators under the floor. There's no way they go. They've got 24/7 to just chomp away at your house, and that's what they do.
And is the best treatment a chemical one to try, other than making sure there's no water, but is a chemical treatment a best way to keep them away from your place?
No, the best way is to keep the moisture away. That definitely is the first trick. And it's simple. We did it with your joint.
Yep.
It's so simple. The other one is what we call a termi-guard. It's a filtration method. You put a pipe around the external peripheral walls of the house, and there's a little tank. They pump that up with a bit of pressure, and about 12 psi, and that leaches out all year for 2 years, and it's biodegradable. It's environmentally safe, and you'll never see a termite. But you know, it's a bit expensive. But moisture's the big thing. No moisture, no termites.
Definitely sounds like an ounce of prevention worth a plenty more of the cure when it comes to termites. And, of course, when you want some no-nonsense building advice, that's when you do like I do, get in contact with Ken Lees, 0414 49 4448. Ken, as always, thank you very much, mate.
Have a good week. Cheers.